Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo omhla ka 18 lwezi 2019 ngu Praxitus Jeremiah. Yendabeni zethu lamhlanje. Uhulumende usethembise izisebenzi zempila kahle ezitandazo kwakha izindlu lapho azabe ebathathela khona kancane kancane imali yokuhlawulela lezi zitanda emholweni. Amagqwetha amela induna umnomzana Felix Nhlayamazwe Ndiweni uthi athi asalungisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethondaba isinqumo esithethwe zinduna zeMathebeleland Chief Council esokuthi aphunyiswe esikhundleni. Inkokeli zamazwe awezwekazile Africa ezigoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zithe gwaqa emhlanganweni oqalise lamhlanje kwele Arab Emirates owezenotho oweDubai for the Global Business Forum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa ulomsakazo. Uhulumende usethembise izisebenzi zezempila kahle izitandazo kwakhela izindlu lapho azabe ezithathela kancane kancane imali emholweni yokuhlawulela lezi zitanda. Izisebenzi ngakwelinye icele zithi ziyamukela lelinyathelo kodwa uDubo ukuthi linhlawulo ihlephunwa kuholo labo elivele lilincane. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Abongi abaningi bakhanya bekwamukela kodwa belokuthandabuza besithi lokhu yikubengezelela kunhlupho abavele bebhekane lazo. Ngabe phela ubanika lezo zitanda ngaphandle kwembadalo. Umnumzana Anthony Majongozi omele abongi bakobulawayo ugcizelela kulokho.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma le ndawo yemasitenzi ikhuluma ngayo le government yeZimbabwe. Indawo le inhle kodwa amasenzi lawa abantu bazowabhadalela njalo ukuthi i-SSB imali izohamba i-SSB izothatha imali kuma salaries abantu ukuthi ibhadale imali leyana njalo ukuthi amasenzi siyafuna kodwa imali njalo siyayifuna futhi ayikwani ukuthi bangabamba imali leyana yamasenzi vele sizosala silani singela imali yokuthi sithenge anything imali yokuthi sithenge ukudla. Yalo siyabona ukuthi izinto sezikhwelele zonke.
Isikhulumi sabodokotela, uDokotela Mthulisi Bebe, uthi isimanga ukuthi uhulumende akhulume ngokwezitanda wona umumo wezibhedlela lokhe ungakalungisiswa.
Akula zitendi esizaziyo thina ukuthiwa ziphiwe ngodokotela. Asikayizwa enye zona lezi, asikwazi ukuthi zikhulunywa ngubani. Njalo isimo ezibhedlela lokho zifanana. Akula bodokotela, mina ngivaliwe. Isigulane siyabisele ezindlini.
Unkosikazi Nodumo Ndlovu ongumongi uthi udaba lwezutanda baluzwile kodwa abala siqiniseko kumbe indlela yokuthi bathathelwe imali.
Udaba lwezutendi siluzwile kakhulu and asikwazi ukuthi into indlela zokuthi besithathele imali asho ukuthi zikhona sizokuthi zikhona.
Unkosikazi Mildred Nyono isigulane esivele emaphandleni uthi lokhu kungamanga kuhle ezibhedlela.
Ukuselakala kwabodokotela empilo kusithwalisa nzima mina ngisuke esibhedlela senkayili bengithiwe ngizodinga ukuthi ngisizakale kangisasizakalanga sengibuyela futhi ekhaya kungela lutho enduluncedo endilutholileyo kanti manje kuyaphetha ngani odokotela bengekho beshotile sithini kumanjani siyahlupheka sicela kube labodokotela.
Kuviki edluleyo umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle umnumzana Obadaya Moyo wethula umbiko ethi odokotela labongi bazanikezwa indawo zokuhlala njalo abongi sebeqalile ukubhalisa ukuze bathole lezo ndawo. Le ngenye yemizamo kahulumende eyokulungisisa izikhalazo zabodokotela ezokukhwezelwa iholo. Odokotela baqala ukukhalala umsebenzi bekhonona ngeholo elincane kanye lendawo zokusebenzela ezingalunganga ekuqaleni kwenyanga kaMpandula. Izisebenzi zempilakahle zikhanye zithandabuza lokhu zithi nxa bezaphinda bahlephunelwe eyinye imali kuholo elivele lingeneli pho bazasala lani. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Amagqwetha amela induna uMnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamangwe ndiweni athi wona asalungisisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethondaba. Isinqumo esithethwe ilikansili yezinduna zeMathebeleland eyeMathebeleland Chief Council esokuthi aphume esikhundleni ngoba engayisilo zibulo okwakufanele lithathe isikhundla sikayise uMoyi uChief Kayisa ndiweni. Umdeni wakondiweni uthi uNhlanhla yamangwe uloko eyinduna yehlamba baloyi ngoba yiwo eyamkhethayo njalo ulezi zathu ezibalulekileyo ngokwenza lokho. Omunye wamagqwetha amela uMnumzana Ndiweni uMnumzana Dumisani Dube utshele uSthandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi basalungisisa amaphepha ukukhweza emthethwandaba ngolwesine kumbe ngolwesihlanu.
Yes, sihambe emthethwandaba yakhodi sicela ideklarator ngoba officially asika besingekaziswa anything phandle kokuba kwezinto esizithola ku-social media.
Ye, ungasichasela ukuthi ideklarator leyo kuyini?
Isinqumo esivele emthethwandaba esiveza ubana ukubana unduna uKhayisa lokhu induna akulanto esitshintshile ngoba ngomsekelo somthetho eZimbabwe induna ikhethwa imuli yayo bese proclamation by umongameli welizwe and akulo omunye umuntu ongabisela emuva leso sinqumo nxa sivele senziwe phandle kwamongameli welizwe.
Kulesinye isahluko somthetho esinika ezinye induna amandla wokuthi singamsusa esikhundleni omunye wabo nxa kukhona okusolisayo.
Nxa kukhona okusolisayo kuba kekhethwa induna ezintathu ezihamba emndeni ziyehlolisise zichwayisise bese zinika ama-recommendations. But edabeni lolukhona induna uKhayisa ayizange yatshela ukuthi kulo hlupho ayizange yabizwa ukuthi izophendula lapho ngikuzwa nje ngomahlemkhemu ukuthi kulo mhlangano lapho kumele lo mbono ukuthi imiswe. Induna yaphoyintwa ngasemthethweni ngo-2014 umongameli wayekhona upresident then okugcotshwa enikwenziwa ngumdeni lezinye izinduna into iyadlula kudala.
Nibona ingani ngesingisi lile strong case yini?
There's a strong case, ngokuthi umthetho uphambaniseke isisekelo sombuso lemithetho eminingi kakhulu. Hhayi emthethwandaba it's a clear forward matter. This is a yini.
Kodwa kwakathesi induna lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi njengendona?
Ye, lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi. Kuyaba la izolo ekuseni lasemini. Lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi njengendona. Akula nto emisileyo.
Nxa kungela lutho lulotshwe phansi, lihamba lithweleni emthethwandaba, lina liyathi likubone nga?
Hayi, kulezinye induna esizozikhuluma. So I think sizathola i-declarator besabe sikhala libe bemi ukubelekho bekhuluma lokho abakhulumayo okuphambanisa uZulu.
Lo ke uMnumzana Dumisani Dube, igqwetha elimela unduna yenhlamba baloyi uMnumzana Hlanhla yamangwe ndiweni. Limuzweke xoxa lapho ecingweni loSthandekile Mhlanga oweStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni kusukela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku shortwave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama. Umphathi ntambo wedolobho lakoBulawayo uNkosazana Judith Ncube usekwethekeleleni nikwelebhilithane leqola lakhe ngemva kokunxuswa ngabenhlanganiso ephathisa amazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika kwezemnotho lentuthuko eye-British African Business Alliance. Intatheli ezindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda usethulela udaba lolu ngokugcweleyo.
UNkosazana Ncube ukhokhela iqura eligoqela iziphathamandla zogatsha lokwethekelela kwelizwe labebhange elikhulu elizweni ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uhambo lokwethekelela amadolobha atshiyeneyo aweNgilandi bekhatshwe ngababanxusileyo abenhlanganiso yababha behlangana labosomabhizimisi. Ngemva kwemhlangano labeBrithani iqula leli libe lethuba lokuhlangana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kweleBrithani ezidabuka koBulawayo. Unkosana Judy Ncube uchaza lo mhlangano ukuthi ubungowani.
Sibuye lapha uzofaka amakhanda ethu ndawonye labantwabethu labafowethu uhambo lolu olokukhangela ngezentuthuko kwaBulawayo. Sincedisane, sidinga i-input eyabantwabethu eyabafowethu abangapha ukwenzela ukuthi sibambisane umsebenzi lowo okoBulawayo. iBulawayo yayihlonitshwa nge-industry, yikho nje silapha sizodinga ukuthi nxa singazuza ama-investors sixoxisane sibonisane ukuthi sibambe njani.
Inzalo kaBulawayo eseNgilandi imtshele ngobunzima izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ezidibana lazo ekutholeni usizo kungatsha ezijini zikahulumende. UManxube uthi uhulumende wakhe usekulungisisa lokho.
Ukungena kule ofisi uphume kuleyana, ungene kuleyana ihofisi kwenza abantu benyampe. Kungakho umongameli usethe usefuna i-one stop shop. Umuntu ozangena nje alungiselwe konke aphuma ahamba eqala umsebenzi. Silokujabula okukhulu kakhulu ngemhlangano elungisiweyo, sahlangana labantu abaningi. Abaningi bakhona bazimisele kakhulu ukuthi bebuye koBulawayo. Kubahlali bakoBulawayo asisukumeni, akulankwali eyaqhwandelenye.
UMnumzana David Smith umgcinihlalo we-British African Business Alliance iBABA. Umanyana wabosomabhizimisi beBrithani ababona ngezobudlelwano bokuthuthukisa izwekazi le-Afrika abayibo abanxuse abedorobho lakoBulawayo.
We are a diaspora-led network of business leaders in the African community in the UK, looking at what we can do to stimulate investment, business partnership, development projects and the creation of jobs on the continent. It's not a traditional international engagement. I see it as the mobilization of the power of the diaspora, the power of the African community.
Abazama ukwenza ukuze bathuthukise amazwe asekhaya.
UMnumzana Smith uyaphambile egcizelela ukuthi kungani bekhethe idolobho lakoBulawayo.
Bulawayo is at a point in its development where it has a rich history. It has huge resources available to it. It has a vibrant population. And yet it is missing many, many things. And part of that is investment. Part of it is also organization management.
Edorobheni lase Bradford, uMnumzana Wellington Moyo, ngomunye wababuthenise izalwane zakoBulawayo ukuthi zihlangane lomphathintambo walelo dolobho.
Umama uzalapha ngokulandela umkhankaso we-devolution of iBulawayo, or ngathi devolution, which is the main issue ekhona ekhaya. Manje namhlanje uzile lapho kuze hlangana lamaZimbabweans ukuthi asethulele lolo daba, njalo lokuthi thina esikhatshana esihlala ngapho ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza ukuthi siphathise abakwethu abasekhaya.
UMnumzana Zwe Reeves ebekulombuthano uthi okumjabulisayo ngokuza kwamphathintambo ludaba lwentuthuko yakontuthu ziyathunqa.
Okuqakatheke kakhulu yikuthi uminista ubuye ethwele khona okuyikho okuqakathekileyo mayelana ngeBulawayo development. I-focus kaminista ingeBulawayo and development of Bulawayo. Wonke umuntu obuyileyo lapha abavela koBulawayo, izizalwane zakoBulawayo ziyazi ukuthi koBulawayo kuyini okufunakalayo.
Umphathintambo koBulawayo lequla lakhe baseseleminye imihlangano labosomabhizinisi beNgilandi, njalo bakhalele ukubuyela ekhaya kondongazwelene ngemva kokwethekelela leyo lizwe okwensuku ezilitshumi. Ngimela e-Studio 7 eBradford, igama lami u-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Inkokheli zamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika ezigoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zithe gwaqa emhlanganeni oqalise lamhlanje ozaphela kusasa kwele Arab United Emirates wezenotho oweDubai for the Global Business Forum GBF Africa 2019 oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeDubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Abangena lomhlangano bagoqela omongameli abanjengoGeorge Weah weLiberia, uDan Fowler weSeychelles, uCarlos Agostinho dos Santos, inhloko kahulumende leMozambique, uRuakana Ruganda, inhloko kahulumende weUganda, labanye. Ukuhlaziya uhambo lukaMnangagwa lokuya eDubai. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecobungula ezomnotho umnumzana Andrew Zwambile.
Angiboni ukuthi kungasincedisa njani ngoba masikhuluma investment thina kulokunye singakwenzi kahle ikakhulu naso kukhuluma ukubhadala izikwelete zabantu inconsistency lesikhona khona lapho ku-currency. So angazi ukuthi ngoba inhlangano yakhona upresident aseyihambile for the past 2 years iminingi kakhulu, so awukaphumi lutho olubambekayo.
Kodwa phela abanye bangathi yile yimizamo yakhe yokuthi avuselele umnotho weZimbabwe njengokwethembisa kwakhe.
Imizamo siyayibona but sengikhangelisisa kakhulu ukuthi la ma-businesses akhona kathi seZimbabwe ayavala ngoba i-environment yangkhona kayenzi, imali yakhona kayenzi, sithi yizim dollar kodwa isebenza khona lapha eZimbabwe kuphela, ayisebenzi kwenye indawo.
Nxa sikhangele njalo ukuthi yona le mihlangano yangkhona ichu kuba kunxuswe abaphathi ntambo labanye abacebisi bakahulumende labo somabhizimusi, kuye kube kudingeka na ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa abe khona khona ngale?
Ngombono wami yokungadingeki ngoba masikhangela even labalutshwane bona laba bomongameli abakhona bebethumela nje abantu ukuthi be-attend. Ikakhulu mina bengingaprefer ukuthi kuthunyelwe osomabhizinisi lama inhlanganiso eziningi uZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, inhlanganiso eziletha osomabhizinisi ndawonye. I-problem engiyibonayo esila eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende yena nguyo ofuna ukudrive investment on behalf of ilizwe. But sesibone ukuthi uhulumende ama-parastatals onke nje sikelela they are not doing kuhle, ayenzi kahle. So kuyabe kulula nje ukuthi osomabhizinisi beyibo aba-interact labanye ababhizinisi ngoba lapha imali esiyibonayo lapha eyabikhitshwa eDubai eyabikhitshwa i-Standard Bank in Africa. So kuyabe kutshengisela ukuthi ngamaloni lawa. So ama-businesses alapha asoze kwanisa ukuthi athole imali zakwamanye amazwe basiphinde be-service amalono nalayo, kuzaba nzima.
So wena ucebisani-ke uhulumende ukuthi ngabe uthatha manyathelo bani nxa sikhangele isimo esiseZimbabwe ukuthi kakulungiswa lutho oluthengiswa phandle kwelizwe?
Imbono wami ukuthi ikakhulu indaba ye-currency le imali yethu yaseZimbabwe. Okokuqala ukuthi imali yethu yaseZimbabwe isebenza khona lapha within Zimbabwe, ayisoze sithi iyimali engaka le ngaka le America or kumbe le South Africa. Lokhu kwenziwa within i-black market le-RRB that is decided. But kusuka kube nzima now ukuthi thina nxa sisenza i-business lamanye amazwe directly njengabo somabhizinisi, kuba nzima ukuthi kube le-agreement nje kuphela ukuthi umuntu i-business le ngizayenza imali engaka.
So kwenziweni-ke uhulumende enzeni?
Mina mboni ngani uhulumende asihlaleni phansi sekele ukudla khonokho okulutshwane esilakho ngokuhamba ngoba ama-trip angkhona amaningi kakhulu. Kodwa akula lutho esilubonayo lubambekayo esingalubamba kathi silukhombele sithi nanku imihlangano yethu le sokuresulte ukuthi sokuzaba lalokhu lalokhana. Kuba nzima uhulumende kahlale phansi labo somabhizinisi. Osomabhizinisi bashona bekhuluma lohulumende becela izikhalazo zabo zilula and ziclear. I-Ministry of Industry yazazi ukuthi imali yethu yaseZimbabwe ayisincedisi ukuthi sisebenze labanye lamalokisini okwamanye amazwe. That's why i-economy yethu isiranwa yilabo esibathi ngosiphathelene abayibo ababe ne-forex. So kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi uhulumente ene eqalisa ukudila lezinto phezulu ngale engabuya ngaphansi la kuma-basics ukuthi khona ilizwe lingalungiswa njani, kungaba nengqubela phambili njani, ama-industries angasebenza njani. Ngoba as long as singela la industry ukuthi eDubai sebe siyadingani mina angizwisisi ngoba asila industry kade sikhuluma kunje. Ama-industries akhona bathwele nzima and they are working at very low capacity and ma beproduce izinto zakhona zisuka zidure kakhulu. What more naso kulo muntu ofaka imali yakhe e-expector back, kuba nzima kakhulu. So mina bona nani uhulumende engacaleli phezulu khona ngale akaqaleli kuma-basics phansi na azwisise induku ezihlangana labo somabhizinisi ezibahle.
lo ke bekungumnomzana Andrew Zwambile ingcwethi ecobongula ezomnotho engusomabhizimisi wakobulawayo sixoxelaye ecingweni ekhona ngale obulawayo. Kulive talk lamhlanje sikhangela uhlupho lokutholiswa kwabantu inhlanyelo lokulimisa. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani uhlelo. Ikansili yedolobho leHarare ikhuthaza izakhamizi ukubana zigcine izinja ngendlela eqondileyo njengoba leli dolobho selihlaselwe selibalelwa kulawo aloduwo olukhulu lokusabalala komkhuhlane wobhova okwe-rabies. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Udokotela Kutsai Masunda okhokhela isigaba ese-epidemiology lokwenxatshelwa kwemikhuhlane kuleli dolobha phansi kwe-City Health Department uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi balondoloze izinja zabo abantu ngoba lesi sifo sesikhona.
The issue is that Harare is now a rabies zone, so we need to increase, I think, community awareness.
Olukhona lapha yikuthi idolobha leHarare seliyindawo elesifo sopho. Yikho kuqakathekile ukuthi sifundise uZulu ngalolu daba baluzwisise.
Uthi noma sibonakale ezinjeni sisiye ebantwini lokhephe balutshana kakhulu bengaba ngababili kumbe abathathu ngomnyaka, abanye babo bengaba bebuya kuleli dolobha belunywe emaphandleni babuya ngapha ukuzodinga usizo lwezokwelatshwa. Uthi okudanisayo yikuthi abantu bagcina ke begcina izinja zabo ngendlela engayisiyo zigcine ziluma abantu.
We hover around 3,000 to 4,000 dog bites in a year, and the majority of them happen in the.
Sidlalela ku 3,000 kusiya ku 4,000 abantu abalunywa izinja ngomnyaka. Iningi labo kumizi ehlala abanengi efana le Glenview, Warren Park, Kambuzuma, Tafara, Lembare.
Udokotela Joel Tapi ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi athole usizo lokwelatshwa ngokuphangisa ngoba belomkhuba wokuthi bengabona isilonda sisincane bengayi emakliniki loba ezibhedlela.
We do advise as doctors or as a medical fraternity that
siyaxwayisa njengamadokotela ukuthi ungalunywa yini ungazi ukuthi yavaccinatewa yini noma usazi sibili gijima uye kuklinika uyothola usizo uhlatshe ivaccine.
Udokotela Masunda uthi abantu kabebe lomkhuba wokuvalela izinja zabo bahambe bezibophe ngentambo ethiwa ilishi njengokudingakala phansi kwemithetho kamasipala eyamabhayiloze, njalo bahlabise izinja zabo amajekiseni okuvikela umkhuhlane wobhova kulokuthi bamelele ukuthi lesi sifo sihlasele abantu.
Because it's cheaper to vaccinate a dog. It costs, I think, $1 or even less to vaccinate a dog. To vaccinate a
human, uchipile sibili ukuhlabisa inja yakho. Kubiza nje idola kodwa ukuvaccinate umuntu kungabiza ikhulu lamadola eMelika.
Ingcwethi zezempila kahle kukhansel yeHarare zithi imithi ikhona okwamanje noma kusiba lezikhathi lapho esilela khona lokungatholakali. Abenhlanganiso yokulondolozwa kwamalungelo enyamazana zendlela ezifuyo e-SPCA ibhekana lodubo lokugcina imithi esetshenziswa-ke kumajekiseni atshiyeneyo ukuvikela imikhuhlane enje, besithi lokhu kubangelwa ngokusilela kwamandla kagetsi ngoba kusuka kungasebenzi kakuhle. Ukungamanga kuhle kwesimo somnotho ubangela ukuthi abantu behluleke ukugcina izinja zabo kakuhle. Ukuthi abe-SPCA bathi sebethola izinja ezifika kuchumi kusiya kwamachumi amathathu 30 ngelanga eziyabe zizulazula ezitalateni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe lama-Warriors uJoy Antipas useveze ithemba lokuthi iqembu leli lizathola yonke imiklomelo yemithathu ngemva komdlalo walo leZambia ozaqutshelwa kweleZambia khona ngale kusasa. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lichothozwe kakhulu ngabalandeli bomdlalo kanobhutshuzwayo ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikile obhanqa 0-0 emdlalweni walo wakuqala wesibazi kaGroup H kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu azafinyelela kuyadlala kwimidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Africa e-Africa Cup of Nations ngomnyaka ka-2021. Ngalokho-ke leli qembu lizadibana leli Zambia kusasa lidinga impumela ezathuthukisa amathuba alo awokuba libe ngelinye lamaqembu azaphumelela kuyadlala kulo mncintiswano we-AFCON wona ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseCameroon ngomnyaka ka-2021. Ophethe isikhundla esokuba umqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors uJoey Antipas utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo phambilini kokusukuma kwaleli qembu lilubhekisa kwele Zambia ukuba kuzamele bebophe ziqine ukuze bethole imiklomelo emithathu.
We are playing away from home, so we can't just go full out.
Sizabe sidlala singekho ekhaya, yikho ngiyasisoze sihlasele singaqhize qhakala, kodwa kumele seluke amasukazi asisebenzela njengeqembu. Njalo abafana bengabakhali phambi kwegedi, silakho ukuphenduka sile mpumela enhle.
Iqembu le-Algeria yilelihlezi phezu kwesibazi kaGroup H le miklomelo emithathu ngemva kokuba libhaxabulele eZambia nge-5 kanya emdlalweni walo wakuqala, ukuthi eleBotswana leZimbabwe yalo mklomelo uwodwa iqembu ngalinye. Kusenjalo lokhu kungakacaci ukuba yiliphi iqembu elizaphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka kwele Zimbabwe ngemva kokuba wonke amaqembu amathathu ahlezi phezu kwengalane bengutshikile obhanqa kumidlalo ayidlale ngempela viki edluleyo. Iqembu leCapes United lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lanhlanu ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikile obhanqa 2-2 lele yada ngensonto. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu leChicken Indlona elile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lantathu njalo elibe ngutshikile obhanqa 1-1 lele wange ngomgqibelo. Iqembu leFC Platinum lalo lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lantathu njalo lihlezi endaweni yesithathu ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikile obhanqa 0-0 leqembu leHighlanders ngomgqibelo. Kumidlalo emithathu eseleyo iqembu leCapes United lizadlala lele Dynamo seleNgezi Platinum Stars kanye lele FC Platinum. Iqembu leChicken Indlona lizadlala lele Bulawayo Chiefs seleHerentals kanye lele Tel 1, kuthi iqembu leFC Platinum lona kumele lidlale lele Chapungu eleBlack Rhinos kanye lele Capes United. Emsileni wengalane iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lithelele lahlala endaweni yesine nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ngemva kokunqotshwa nge-1 kanya elikwenziwe ngelemanyika Diamonds. Iqembu leChiefs lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu okulinani liphethwe liqembu leHerentals lona elihlezi endaweni yeshumi lantathu njalo elinqobe leMushuwane Stars nge-2 kanya. Endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni kule qembu leWange lona elile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu, kuthi iqembu leYada lisendaweni yesibili nxa usuka phansi lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lambili. Iqembu leMushuwane Stars yilo elijeke amanye amaqembu wonke lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu. Kumidlalo emithathu eseleyo ukuthi iligi efika komlindi uyacina, iqembu leMushuwane Stars lizadlala lele Tel 1 eleZPC Kariba kanye leLeyada. ELeyada lona lizadlala njalo lele Harare City kanye lele Triangle. Iqembu leWange lona lizadlala lele Herentals eleTel 1 leleZPC Kariba, ikanti livele lilomdlalo okumele liwudlale lele Triangle wadluliselwa phambili. Abafana beBulawayo Chiefs bona kumele bedlale leqembu leChicken Inn ele Highlanders kanye lele Herentals, kusithi ele Herentals lona lizadlala njalo lele Wange kanye lele Chicken Inn. Amanye njalo amaqembu alokhu elwisa ukusinda ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa ele Tel 1 ele Triangle kanye lele Harare City. Njalo ele Tel 1 lona lizadlala lele Mushuwane Stars, ele Wange kanye lele Chicken Inn, ikanti ele Harare City lona kumele lidlale eAda ele Dynamos kanye lele Ngezi Platinum Stars. Kube kusithi ele Triangle kumele lidlalele leZPC Kariba, ele Yada, ele Dynamos liphinde njalo lidlale lomdlalo walo wadluliselwa phambili okumele liwudlalele leWange. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso yePremier Soccer League siyethule umbiko othi umdlalo wokudinga intshantshu zalonyaka kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup uzadlalelwa enkundleni eBarber Fields koBulawayo mhla zingamashumi amathathu kuyona le inyanga kaLwezi. Amaqembu azadibana ngosuku lolu ngabalisa ele Highlanders kanye leNgezi Platinum Stars. Wona adibane emdlalweni weligi ensukwini ezisanda kudlula umdlalo wafika ephethelweni zingutshikile obhanqa 1-1. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyambonga ke uNjanji lapho ukuze sigqibe uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje wothi sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba kade silazo namhlanje. Amagqwetha amela induna umnumzana Felix Nhlahla Yamangwe Ndiweni athi asalungisisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethwandaba isinqumo esithethwe zinduna sokuthi aphume esikhundleni. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo Braxitis Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.